Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, young and old, welcome to Inspiration Sounds and your host, Budsa Mudra Knox. Hello, everyone. This is episode 17. Today we have three stories that feature our best friend. Now hold your applause. You guessed it. Three stories that feature dogs. Tall, short, fat, thin, ugly, cute, hairy, coarse, blue-eyed or brown-eyed. They have been our faithful companions for generations. Whether a pet dog, a farm dog, or an alpine rescue dog, these animals walk on their four legs through most aspects of life. Inspiration Sounds is pleased to present a canine tribute to Get Your Tail Wagging. I'm also joined this episode by two of my friends, Dinesha Richards and Daniel Rubin. I hope you enjoy these tales from the heart of the world. The Depth of Gratitude and the Height of Ingratitude, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsa Mudra Knox.
Dinesh Richardson.
Emperor Akbar wanted to see two creatures, the most ungrateful and the most grateful beings on earth. So he asked Birbal, his minister, to bring before him on the following morning the most ungrateful creature and the most grateful creature on earth. The poor minister was thrown into a sea of doubt and worry. Whom should he select? Birbal had never lost in any of his little games with the emperor. But if he could not bring these two creatures to the palace the next day, the emperor would be terribly disappointed. Also, everybody would know that at last the minister had been beaten in the game, and perhaps the emperor would appoint somebody else to take his place. Birbal thought and thought, and at last he decided whom he would take to the emperor. The following day, he asked his son-in-law to come with him to the palace, and he also brought his own dog. When he entered Akbar's presence with his dog, Akbar became angry. "You fool! Why are you bringing your dog into my palace?"
"Please wait, Your Majesty."
"I told you to bring me the most grateful and the most ungrateful beings on earth. I see only one person and this dog. Now, how are you going to fulfill the wish I expressed yesterday?"
"Your Majesty, this is my son-in-law. No matter what I give him, thousands of rupees, clothes, furniture, anything, he is never grateful. On the contrary, he always feels that he deserves more. He feels he has done me the greatest possible favor by marrying my daughter. All son-in-laws think that when they marry someone's daughter, they are doing him a tremendous favor. So naturally, they deserve everything from him. So you see, I have given him my dearest daughter, my money, my house, my prestige, everything, and still he is not satisfied. He will never be grateful. Now look at this dog. I give the dog practically nothing, just a little food, and sometimes I even forget to give him that, and a floor to sleep on. But how grateful, how faithful, how devoted he is all the time he stays in front of my door, eager to protect me. If somebody wanted to commit a theft or hurt me, he would bark and bite and chase the culprit away. All dogs are like this. Give them a piece of bread and they are ready to die for you. Look at the gratitude of the dog. This is the difference between the most ungrateful being and the most grateful being."
Why should we keep this ungrateful being on earth? Your son-in-law must be killed immediately. All ungrateful persons should be killed." But the minister quickly responded,
"Why only my son-in-law? If my son-in-law must be killed, then all son-in-laws must be killed. for they are all ungrateful to almost the same extent.
Yes! All sons-in-laws have to be killed. Since all sons-in-laws fall into the same category, they all have to be killed. The emperor was about to order all sons-in-law to be brought to the palace and executed when the minister said,
"Wait, your majesty."
"Why?"
"You are also somebody's son-in-law. Why, the queen's father is living right here in the palace. That means you also have to be killed."
At this, Akbar changed his mind, and nobody was killed. The Prayers of Ramjan, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsmudra Knox,
Daniel Rubin,
Dinesh Richardson.
There was a very poor Muslim man who used to deal in donkeys, monkeys, and dogs. One day, he had not been able to sell either his donkeys, monkeys, or dogs, and was returning from the village market. It was getting dark, and night had set in. It was the month that the Muslims call Ramjan. For that month, Muslims fast during the day and eat only at night. On a specific day of the month, when the stars become very favorable, they feel that no matter what one wishes for, he will get it. One of the donkeys knew this and said,
"Eeyore, how long shall I play the role of a donkey? Oh Allah, oh God, make me the emperor of the world, Eeyore."
Then the donkey said to one of the monkeys,
"Our prayers will be fulfilled because this is the most auspicious day. I have prayed, now you pray, Eeyore, Eeyore, Eeyore."
The monkey said, "I pray to be the strongest man in the world." The monkey also believed that his prayer would be fulfilled. Then one of the dogs said, "I pray to become the commander-in-chief of the world!" They all prayed, and they were fully convinced that their desires would be fulfilled. Then these three animals said to the Muslim,
"Now we have prayed!
You will see that soon our desires will be fulfilled!" The poor man said,
"Yes, I can also pray. Oh God, oh God, oh God, this is my only prayer. Before you grant their prayers, please make me blind. I don't want to be rude by a donkey, a monkey, and a dog. Please grant my prayer first. Let me be blind, so that if I have to be under their control, at least I don't have to see them."
The Lady and Her Dog, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsmudra Knox,
Dinesh Richardson.
An old lady had a dog which was extremely dear to her. Her friends felt that she loved the dog more than she loved her children, or even her husband. One day the dog left her house and got lost. Where it went, nobody knew. The lady was very sad and miserable. She and the members of her family went looking for it in so many places. Finally, she phoned up the police and said,
"I will give you a big reward if you find my dog."
One of the policemen said,
"Certainly we shall look for your dog. But now it is raining heavily."
"Oh, my dog has not eaten for one day."
"Even if your dog has not eaten for 2 or 3 days, the dog won't die."
The lady was very happy to hear that.
"Are you sure?"
"I am sure. What color is it?"
"White and brown. I will tell you a secret. You must not tell anybody."
"No, I won't tell anybody."
"My dog has started talking. He talks like a human being."
"Who knows? Perhaps your dog is trying to call you right now. I had better hang up."
He was a joker, so he relayed the story to one of his friends. His friend, who was an infinitely worse joker, said to the policeman,
"Your part is over. Now my part will start." "What will you do?"
"I'll do something, then I will let you know,"
the friend answered, and he took the phone number of the lady from the policeman. The friend had a very ugly, dirty dog that he wanted to get rid of. He did not like the dog at all, but his son liked it. Now he thought of giving his son a beautiful new dog. So he took his own dog and tied it to a fire hydrant. Then he phoned up the old lady and said,
"My friend spoke to me and gave me a description of your dog. The description seems to fit the dog that I have found. Again, I see it likes to talk like a human being. I can't understand the diction, but it uses a human voice. Does your dog talk?"
"Oh, yes, 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 he talks."
"I tied it to a fire hydrant on a leash. I will tell you the address and you can go get it."
Oh, I want to give you a gift or a reward. How can I give it to you if I just go to get the dog without seeing you?"
"You don't have to give me any money. We are policemen. Our job is only to help anyone who needs help. We want only peace and happiness in the society. This is our job. We cannot accept any rewards."
The lady was so excited. She called her husband on the phone to say a policeman had found the dog. At first, the husband had doubts, but because the wife was so excited, he also believed it. He felt that perhaps the policeman had been telling the truth. So the lady, her husband, and two of her grandchildren went to the spot. She was so excited and happy. But as soon as she saw the actual dog, she cried out,
"Oh my God! This is not my dog!"
And she fainted. This has been episode 17 of Inspiration Sounds, and I'm glad that you took the time to join us. I want to thank my guests, Dinesha Richards and Daniel Rubin, for that wonderful donkey. Of course, you can catch Inspiration Sounds on iTunes. It's a podcast that comes out every Sunday. So to go to iTunes and subscribe, just click on Inspiration Sounds. And join me next week when we'll have more stories from the heart of the world, this time featuring stories from ancient India about the cosmic gods and goddesses from Sri Chinmoy's collection of stories called Great Indian Meals. Well, I hope you do have a great week. I'm Budh Samudra. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.